I am thrilled you joined us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm Jolene Lenz, your host, and this is where we explore those divine encounters, meet some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and listen through Spotify, Apple iTunes, or one of your favorite podcast apps. And let's get started and tune in. I am delighted to have Christy Sturmer here with me today. Christy is a dear friend, former colleague, actually current colleague and client. And I've taken a bit of a hiatus from podcasting for a bit while I basically have been doing some recruiting here back in the mining sector for the last several months. So I'm delighted to be back here in my chair podcasting and to have Christy here with me today. We have a really special message of why we've joined together and we will be sharing more in the podcast. So Christy, first, I'd like to welcome you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jolene. Thanks for having me. And it's great for us to have the opportunity to do this and just, you know, again, join forces and on this new joint venture and pursue what we desire to share with others, with Seeds to Inspire.
Well, and on that note, so Christy and I, as everybody, if you all don't know, we have written and co-authored a book together that we just published a year ago. And now we are back, really decided to join forces again and go a little bit deeper and help individuals that may feel stuck in their career find purpose and passion and find that inspiration in their job. So Christy, I'm going to turn it over to you and I'd love to hear your thoughts. And when we were writing the book together, you know, what really helped you in terms of wanting to create that? And then as we dive into this in the podcast, we'll talk a little bit more about why we created Seeds to Inspire. But first, let's chat about the book and what even helped you discover that we needed to write that, especially the discovery chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, you know, the backstory and how it came to fruition was, I think that it was a result of the work that we did as career coaches and advocates working together within the Lenz firm, your firm, and discovering what we found with candidates that we were working with that were really just struggling and in that zone of seeking a new job and wanting to share what our knowledge and background, because we both possess over 25 years of individual experience, years in recruiting, mine and human resources, and putting those dual perspectives together to share that information with individuals that were struggling.
You know, that is right. I think we both saw, especially when I would go to universities, Christy, I know I had mentioned when I did presentations that colleges typically don't train students on how to find and go about finding positions. So I know when we originally created the book, just so everybody knows too, Inspiration at Work, and it's a job seeker's resource guide, that we have the first chapter, we really covered just tips to get clearer on how one can go about finding their passion and their purpose. And I want to say the one thing too, Christy, about why I'm so excited to partner with you in Seeds to Inspire and for us to create some workshops, and we'll be doing that here soon, beginning of 2023, Christy and I, is that one of the things I know that I've learned from you, and I think we have had many discussions around, is to find ourselves and really have a more meaningful career is really going within and listening to that inner voice within. And I know you recently wrote a blog on that topic. So I'm going to hand it back over to you as to, you know, what you think one of the secrets is there in helping us listen to that inner voice.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, you mentioned in the discovery aspect of the book, Inspiration at Work Resource Guide, that piece I think is pivotal in what the go forward looks like for them. And that's different for everyone. But I know, and I'm going to use my own story if that's okay, is that just, I think, really rather than being in a panic mode or saying, you know, I've got to get a job, I need to do this, how do I go about it? What does that path or journey look like? I think really if we can just be still within ourselves and identify what it is that we want to be purposeful at doing in life and what we seek. And I talk about that a lot, or we talk about it a lot in the book. But really, you know, if you look at the meaning of seek, it's pursuit of something, a journey to what is to be found. So what that looks like to me is that it's not an immediate find. It's something that takes perseverance. It takes consistent work and dedication to find that. But the bigger thing is it takes an internal awareness of what it is that you desire for yourself and how you can use your gifts and individuality to be purposeful and be fulfilled in a position that you desire. And I know that we touch on it in the book, but we don't want that to be a forced outcome. Rather, we want it to be intentional and taking time. So it really is in the discovery chapter, which is chapter one of the book, where you just have an immense period of stillness. There's some questions, probing questions that are asked there that really delve deeper, as well as seeking out others and getting opinions and thoughts from them as what they see in you. Because sometimes others see something in us that we don't see in ourselves. And I think it's really important to explore all of those different considerations and opinions.
I so agree, Christy. And I when we put together and created the discovery chapter, I know I've utilized it personally too. Whenever I feel a little bit stuck, I sit back and go back to some of those questions and thoughts, and they are incredibly helpful. And in my own career, I want to mention too that I made a transition, a career transition, a number of years ago from accounting recruiting into the mining world. And I knew nothing about the mining sector when I did that. Christy was actually on the team there as well at that stage when I had HS International, my mining recruitment business. So you saw the transition of how I sat with mm-hmm. the stillness and gained clarity from within that I was to go in a completely different direction. And it's a little unnerving when we get those types of messages. So intuitively though, I felt guided. And I wanted to also talk to you about that too, Christy. I know we both have such a belief, and I'll speak for myself here, but I do believe that we are really assisted from the other side. For me, I'm going to use the word more spirit and God. I believe that there is a force beyond ourselves that is here to help us. And I think the key there, and what you stated just a minute ago, is intention. The clearer we can get to our intention. And for me, my intention was I want to have joy and fulfillment in my career, and I want to follow my heart. And God, please help me, you know, help me find what I'm seeking, as you use the word seek. So I was called then, my inner calling was guiding me into mining. So I'm going to hand it over to you too. And I know you have had, you know, where the stillness and the relationship with spirit, and I'll let you kind of give an example there, but can you share with the audience about your experience in working with the other side, whatever people want to call that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, I think it really, one, you have to have that relationship and that belief. And you know, for me, it came later in life, which is fine. I was always a believer, but not a follower. And it, after exploring it and becoming more familiar with it, reading scripture regularly, having my time of stillness and my quiet time, it's really kind of a muscle memory and discipline that you establish for yourself. But knowing your inner being and also the discernment that comes from having a relationship with God or higher spirit, and being still with that, accepting that, but it goes beyond that, because sometimes, again, and I've used this today is that we have to get out of our own way and allow that just to take hold and be present with that, and also embrace it and have faith in that, that that is maybe for our best. Sometimes what we want isn't always best for us, and the outcomes of that are not always best. So it's considering other opportunities and purpose in our life to really utilize all of our individual qualities and gifts. And that's what I have found. And what's interesting about it, Jolene, is that as time progresses, I'm more and more aware of just how important that stillness is. And it just isn't applicable to what we're talking about today, but in all walks of our lives, whether it be relationships, whether it be things that we seek to do, like going on a vacation, and just understanding where we are to be within the scope of this universe at this time. So that's what I found, and I really embrace that, and I look forward to that stillness. And it gives me great comfort and peace. It really does. And I hope that for the listeners, that they can find that if they don't have a relationship with stillness or a higher spirit, that they can consider that, because it really is very much important in our lives.
I love that. And I would agree. And I have found too, that when we chase after things, and our minds, our rational minds want to, our egos, and I'll use a rational mind, egos sometimes will direct us on a path that may not always be what our heart is calling. So what I am hoping we create together, Christy, and for all of you there, is to really help gain those individuals, to help all of you who may be struggling out there to want to know what your inner gifts and your callings are, to help provide you clarity by teaching you some of the skills and the ideas that Christy and I have experienced as both recruiters and human resource professionals, and really as just observers. And we've been in this field. I know, Christy mentioned we each have about 25 years. So combined, quite a few years of experience helping individuals find positions. And I know for myself too, I have done some of the things I'm talking about. So I've had the experience to know, oh, that came from my ego instead of my heart. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to work with, in doing workshops and presentations, Christy, and you and I creating what we've learned and creating classes together and workshops together to help you all out there who want to know what are some of the secrets, or what are some of the ways that I can really find more meaning and fulfillment in my life, and to be able to collaborate with you again. So Christy and I began our adventure together back when I placed accounting and finance people many moons ago, and Christy was the HR manager at a client that we started working together. So it's amazing how life can come full circle, Christy, and here we are today. ready to, seeds to inspire, as we just will be launching. We just launched our website. And that's also why we're here today, is mentioned that you'll see more coming from Seeds to Inspire. So I'm tickled to have the opportunity to create with you, my friend.
Yes, as am I. I mean, and who knew, many years ago when we were, I was a client of yours and we were working together, and that you were providing recruiting and candidates for the company I worked for at that time, that we would be in this place today. And just to look back at the path and the journey that we've each, independently taken, but also the path that we have walked together, not only as friends and associates, but also just our individual souls and what we have to bring to the table. And I think I want to mention this too, in that the book and the writing of the book, what was interesting about it and intentional was that we can provide dual perspectives to individuals so that they can really present the best of themselves and be the best that they can be in that maneuvering of finding a new job and presenting to other companies. And let's be honest, it's changed. It's changed a lot, but still some of the basic principles are there. And we get into that in the resource guide. And I don't think that that will change with the course of how we go about finding a job and what companies are looking for. But it's just sharpening those skills and us giving a lot of tips. Would you agree, Jolene?
Oh, I agree. No, I think from being a recruiter for so many number of years, having that experience, I do believe the principles still apply, the fundamentals, and we'll go through some of those classes. We'll be offering some workshops around that too, just some mainstream tips on finding positions and what we both have uncovered there. So there'll be some gems, I believe, there as well. And I also believe the ability to go a little bit deeper, Christy, I think that's what you and I have learned together. And what we will be sharing is we're not your typical career coaches. We are going to have you spend some time within and you know, please, we hope you'll join us in one of our upcoming workshops, our intuitive abilities, an ability to really help you get clearer on your inner gifts and purpose. I think that's part of our own calling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we're not asking our audience or those that partake to do anything that we ourselves didn't do in those transitional times. I know for me, I spent a great deal of time in stillness after leaving a career of over 23 years with the same company and no longer having a position because of a hostile takeover. And those things happen that I found that I really needed to reevaluate. Did I want to remain in human resources or did I want to go out on a completely new adventure and find other talents that maybe I hadn't known that I had or uncover those and skills? You know, that encompassed going back to school. If I was going to pursue that, it also encompassed, you know, not having a regular paycheck. And there's just a lot of factors that go into that, but that I won't go into today. But I did find that just being still, asking myself some really probing questions and really just putting pen to paper, because that works best for me, of what I wanted in a career and what I didn't want, and what I was drawn to and what I wasn't so much drawn to. And, you know, the likes and the dislikes, and just the, you know, when you get down to it, also the quality of the work and the values, the core values of a company and the work-life balance. Those are very important to me for various reasons, as I'm certain that they're probably important to all of us. But yes, and also the way that I knew I would go about finding my next position. For some, you know, they can do networking. I found that to be the most prominent for me and the best, but sometimes that's a very scary endeavor because you, again, have to get out of your way and you have to uncover some things that you may not want to uncover or evaluate them and meet people. If you're at all shy, you may not be an outward personality and that may be very difficult, but networking was what worked for me. For others, it may just be, you know, sitting there and completing forms on a computer and submitting those or mailing out a bunch of resumes. But I really do think that, and we touch on this, but that networking is key. And I knew in my heart through that stillness that I would find my next job by networking. And that was absolutely what proved to be the case.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And that, I was going to say, as we continue to dive into the Seeds to Inspire, Christy, I know we'll be sharing a lot of our own stories like Christy did there of ways that we both uncovered our roles as well. And I hope you all will join us as we just, you know, join us in one of our upcoming classes. As I mentioned, 2023 is when we'll start with our first session. And in the meantime, though, if any of you are struggling right now today, need assistance trying to find a job, we do offer one-on-one coaching. You can visit our website, seeds2inspire.com. I will list this in the show credits. I will list that in the show credits. And thank you all for being here. And Christy, as we just get ready to launch the Seeds to Inspire, my friend, I know we'll do other podcasts, but thank you for joining me as we get ready to start a journey together.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that we have this opportunity. And I just want to share a closing thought, Jolene, is that, and I was thinking about this the other day, in that one's worth is worth exploring and seeking what inspires you and calls to your desires while also fulfilling yourself and others. You know, we spend a great deal of time invested in our work relationship. So I think that it's well worth time to just be still again and seek that which you desire that fully fulfills one.
Beautiful. You are worth being fulfilled and happy and finding a career that inspires you. So, well, thank you, Christy. Blessings to everybody out there, and have a great rest of your day, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jolene.
Yabba dabba dabba do. I hope you remember to take some time for you and to play. I have learned it's not about perfection. It's about just taking it one day at a time and having fun, spending time on what matters most. So if you want to connect with one of the guests, I will share their information in the show notes as well as on my website. And if you want to connect with me personally, I'm on social media. And here is to enjoying our journeys. Thanks for tuning in.